And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Chris Goes Vic and Sade. Boy, am I full. You know what I just did? Well, I just put an awful dent in a great big three-layer cake. I only intended to eat one piece, but golly, it tasted so darn good I just had to have a second. It was one of those maple walnut cakes made with a new Sure Mix Crisco. Three plump white layer cakes put together with lots of rich, creamy maple icing. And I'm telling you, it was just about the best tasting cake I ever ate. But then, that's what folks all over the country are saying about cakes made with this new Sure Mix Crisco. Why, with Crisco, you now get three exclusive advantages you've never had before. That's a fact. Crisco can now give you cakes that are lighter, cakes that are smoother in texture, and cakes that taste better than those you can make with even the most expensive shortening. Now, those are three whopping big promises, I know, and only Crisco can make them. Because Sure Mix Crisco is the result of the greatest shortening discovery in years. And this revolutionary discovery makes Crisco different from other shortenings. You'll notice this difference yourself, right in the amazing new kind of cake batter Crisco now gives you. Why, we don't know of another home shortening that gives you a cake batter so smooth. And could there be a better promise for a cake that's really swell? You know, recently Crisco was tested for cakes against every type of shortening. In hundreds of homes from Montreal to San Francisco, housewives baked cakes with Crisco and compared them to those made with their favorite shortening. And just listen. When their families chose the cakes they liked best, the vote was 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. So try Crisco for your cakes, will you? And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for new Sure Mix Crisco. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. The latter is seated beside the sink, studying algebra. Vic has just this moment arrived home from the office, and he's standing near the gas stove, removing his coat. Listen.
Who's in the living room?
Mr. Erickson.
Oh, Ecstasy, our adorable landlord.
I think he's just leaving. Heard him and Mom walk into the hallway a minute ago.
What business they got on the dock this afternoon? Upstairs wallpaper?
Wouldn't be surprised. Mr. Erickson had a roll of something under his arm that looked like samples.
I guess I won't go in and greet my darling landlord. I'm always uncomfortable in his presence.
Go on now, anyway. Just heard the front door slam.
You studying algebra?
Glancing over tomorrow's assignment is all.
If you can produce a pack of greasy cards, I'll take you in on a game of rummy.
Okay, let's go in the living room.
Well, why'd your father just come in, Rush?
Hello, Sadie. I see by the paper where Cumper Seeple Gitch plans to crumble up Whisker Breesh.
What?
Rush tells me the yop on the Dookie has got him in sap.
Craziness, huh?
Yeah.
You dismissed Mr. Erickson.
So I understand. Did he bring some wallpaper samples?
Yeah. Oh, darn it. Left him in on the library table. Want to be a nice boy, Rush?
Okay.
Needn't bring them all. Just bring the two you'll see spread out.
Okay.
He's come through at last.
Erickson?
Brought some beautiful wallpaper samples. Very, very attractive designs. And fine quality, too. More than that, he's willing to get the work started upstairs without any more delay.
I can scarcely believe it.
I almost fell over backward when he told me.
Has some change taken place in the chemistry of Erickson's soul? Has some inner radiance found its way to the dark recesses of Erickson's muddy spirit?
No, Vic. He's the same old landlord.
Huh?
There's a catch.
No.
Catch as big as a horse. I might have known that first shot out of the box. Thanks, Willie.
These the ones?
Mm-hmm. See how pretty?
Enchanting wallpaper. Enchanting wallpaper.
I don't pretend to be any authority on wallpaper, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if this isn't as good wallpaper as money can buy.
Hmm.
Both these designs suit me to a T. Either one of them would look grand upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you like best?
Well, this baby seems the more colorful.
Yes, I think so myself.
I like that one the best.
I couldn't have found anything I liked better if I'd hunted high and low for 9 years.
Well, what's the catch?
If a ton of coal was to fall on you, Vic, you wouldn't be able to guess.
Tell me, then.
Well, Erickson come in here all axle grease and peach butter. I might have known he had something up his sleeve just by the looks of him. Anyway, he started out by saying there'd been enough delay about this upstairs wallpaper business, and he'd like to get busy and get it hung. And, Mrs. Gook, I brought a few samples I thought you might fancy.
He disarmed you with his charm.
Well, not completely. I'm onto his stunts. I just stood and waited to see which way the cat would jump.
Would you be interested in the source of that quotation, ma'am?
No. But by gollies, pretty soon he did have me disarmed with his charm. He produced these lovely, lovely samples, see? I could tell at a glance they were wonderful quality.
Mm.
I loved the designs and was suited to a T.
Mm.
And all the while, Mr. Erickson was talking along about how he was sorry he'd delayed so long, but now that I had something I was satisfied with, there was no reason why we shouldn't get going with the work.
Mm. Then he sprung the joker.
You people interested in the source of that quotation?
We'd like to talk a second, Rush, please.
Oh. What was the joker, Sadie?
I'll tell you what Erickson told me.
Go ahead.
Miss Gook, it just so happens my son-in-law, Noah Feeble, is something of a handyman.
Uh-oh.
Catch on already?
I have a glimmer. Is it Erickson's idea to have his son-in-law hang the wallpaper and save money on labor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's the same old landlord, Sadie. The same sweet, lovable old landlord. Can the leopard change his spots?
I expect nobody's interested in the source of that quotation, either.
Stove poker, old ceiling rats. I suggest you take all those sources and quotations and junk that you're so familiar with and put them in your hat and then pull your hat down over your ears. Tell me more about my darling old landlord's great-hearted magnanimity.
Having his son-in-law hang our upstairs wallpaper to get out of spending money for regular workmen is only a little tiny part of the stunt.
Lay bare the whole bitter truth.
His son-in-law isn't free until around midnight.
And the significance of that?
Do you want fellas slopping around with buckets of wallpaper paste in your bedroom from 12 o'clock till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning?
No.
That's the significance of it.
Well, what's...
Simply this. Mr. Erickson's son-in-law, Noah Feeble, Beulah's husband, is a telegraph operator. Telegraph operators work shifts. Noah's is from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 11 o'clock at night. By the time he gets home, has a bite to eat, changes into his overalls and walks over here, it'll be midnight or after.
Hey.
We're generally in bed a long time before that.
A keen observation, Fly Swatter.
Miss Cook, my son-in-law is something of a handyman. He knows a smattering of plumbing, carpentry, paper hanging, watch repairing, and almost anything you can think of that requires manual dexterity. Manual dexterity. Wonder how that's stuck in my head.
Manual dexterity is a $14 phrase.
I'll say. Beulah, too, he went on, is very clever. I think the three of us, Noah, Beulah, and myself, could wind up the job in less than a week, working, say, 4 hours of an evening.
Quit about daylight, huh?
I suppose.
Erickson's the sweetest landlord in all the world. We must catch him someday and smother him with kisses.
I don't want that foolish face, Noah Feeble, sloshing around my upstairs with buckets of paste at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't want big fat Beulah on the premises either. Nor old Erickson rubbing his hands and smiling and pussyfooting in and out of clothes closets.
Mm.
Other people get wallpaper without misery. Take Miss Scott next door. She made Erickson paper her upstairs 3 weeks after they moved in the house.
How'd she accomplish it?
Had regular paper hangers to do the work, too. It wasn't a family party where the landlord and all his relations come skulking around at midnight with their buckets of paste.
How'd she accomplish it?
Guess she's smarter than I am.
I'll tell you how she accomplished it, Gov.
Okay.
She used force. She says, Erickson, I want the upstairs papered, and I want it papered immediately. Mr. Erickson began to hem and haw and beat about the bush, just like he does with Mom. Miss Scott says, Erickson, I want my upstairs papered immediately, or I move out.
He even went so far as to drag a suitcase down from the shelf and start to pack it.
Told Nicer to go up in the attic and bring down the trunk.
Yeah.
In another second, she'd have gone to the telephone and ordered a moving van.
Sure.
Say, there's a woman that don't fool.
Mr. Erickson had paper hangers on the job that very afternoon.
I couldn't get away with that, Vic. I'm not the type. I couldn't tell Erickson to either paper my upstairs or look for another renter. He'd appreciate I didn't mean it. Goodness, I don't want to move. This is my home, and I like it here, and I just don't want to move.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was upshot, Mom? Are Beulah and people and Erickson going to come here at midnight and stay till 4 o'clock in the morning, slashing around with buckets of paste, while you and Gov and myself try to get some sleep with all the lights turned on bright?
No.
The neighbors wondering what the heck's going on?
No, nothing like that's going to happen.
Matter's still up in there?
Matter's still up in there.
You're no closer to getting your upstairs paper than you ever were, huh?
Not a speck closer.
Deadlock.
Deadlock.
Maybe next time I see Erickson, I'd best paste him one upside the snoot.
Hmm.
What you think?
Oh, I don't care.
I'll carefully grasp him by the coat collar. I'll draw my fist way, way back. I'll take careful aim and I'll let go.
Look at these lovely, lovely wallpaper samples.
Mm.
They're so pretty.
Mm.
Hey, Mom, no. It's not that bad.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. There we leave Chris Goes Vic and Save until the next time. Say, you know that maple walnut layer cake I was talking about before? Why don't you make one for supper tonight, hmm? Just use the new Sure Mix Crisco in your regular recipe and see if that cake doesn't taste better than ever before. Remember, Sure Mix Crisco is different from other shortenings. Thanks to a special process, Crisco now offers you three exclusive new advantages. Lighter cakes, smoother textured cakes, and cakes that taste better than those you can make with any other home shortening we know of. Why, recently, housewives all over the country baked cakes with Crisco in their own kitchens. And in this independent test, Crisco was compared for cakes against every type of shortening. And when these women asked their families which cakes they preferred, they voted 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for new Sure Mix Crisco. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Mel Allen speaking.